Cumulative Test 1. 1.
We won't be back until late tonight, shouted my dad as my parents walked out of the front door. And don't forget to take the dog for a walk. My parents climbed into their car and drove away. Brilliant, I thought. Now I could do whatever I wanted. An hour later, I wandered downstairs on my way to check the letterbox, which was just outside the front door. There was Boris, our huge, not too bright St. Bernard dog, standing at the bottom of the stairs. Ignoring Boris, I opened the front door, stepped outside and opened the letterbox. Bang! The door behind me banged shut. Boris, thinking I was about to go for a walk, had followed me, bumped into the half-opened door and caused it to slam shut. I was locked out in my pyjamas. And as far as I knew, while Boris had accidentally mastered the art of closing the front door, the chances of him learning to open it anytime soon seemed remote.
2.
Have you seen the YouTube clip where the thief threatens the shopkeeper with a knife and asks for money, but instead of giving him any, the shopkeeper runs to the door and locks it?
Yeah, I've seen that. The thief can't find the key anywhere, and the shopkeeper laughs at him, saying he won't get out until the police arrive.
Yeah, and the last thing you see is the police banging at the door.
There's another clip taken from a CCTV camera that's just as good. A thief climbs onto the roof of a store somewhere in America, smashes a hole in the roof, then jumps into the store. He seems to be only interested in taking cash from the till and smashes it open. Then you see him banging on the door, but it's locked and made of reinforced glass. You know, super strong glass.
Of course it is. A lot of them are in America. Why wouldn't he have thought of that?
I know. Anyway, then you see him trying to climb back through the roof, but of course it's too high. The police arrest him in the end.
3.
Did I tell you about the time I got locked out of my boss's house?
No. What happened?
Well, my boss let me stay in her house while she was away. I moved in late on a Sunday evening, picking up the key from her neighbours. Next morning, as I left the house, I closed the door behind me, put the key in the lock and turned it. I'd been told to make sure that the house was locked. The key felt stiff in the lock, so I turned it a bit more, applying a bit of force, and then, to my horror, it snapped.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'd locked the door, but I was left holding the top part of the key while the bottom part was stuck inside the lock. I couldn't believe it.